I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mayor Pete yesterday, I want to play you. He got into, first of all, you should know this. Chris Wallace is really showing his true colors now. For a long time, he was kind of neutral. Some people thought he went after Democrats more than Republicans. You got to realize why they're doing these town halls. It gets a big number. It's a singular event. Even Klobuchar on Fox did well. So Mayor Pete was on at 7 last night and saying wild stuff like abortion is a national right. I'll get to that. What tickles me the most, it gets me coming up out of the Barco Lounger, all these big issues that Mayor Pete talked about. The audience, the deal is, as I understand it, people are thinking, wow, we played you that standing ovation from a Fox News audience. No, not really. There's an agreement. They're doing it in New Hampshire. You get to help populate that audience. That's what's happening with the. That's a fair deal. Pete had a lot of his supporters there. These were some of the most puffball questions imaginable. But Mayor Pete, the part that got me, this genius, and he is a smart guy, but this is the best that he can come up with. Abortion? No, I expected that, even though he went wildly far. The Electoral College. I expected a better play with this. But all Mayor Pete could summon up, this genius, 8 languages. Maybe in Ukrainian it sounds better. Were the tired old things about the Electoral College. And they think this is a winner because they think, you know, the American people, what they're saying is you're stupid. Then you think, wow, it should be, shouldn't it? That in any place else, if you get the most votes, you win. Listen to the tell here, though, Mayor Pete, right in the beginning when he's asked this question. He says that New Hampshire gets a lot of play because we hold a primary there. Well, right there, it talks about these small states. What about the other small states? How would they have any voice? He's saying the only voice New Hampshire has is you go there in the snows and you have a primary winner. But then at election time, they wouldn't have any voice. Listen to this answer on the Electoral College.
I really want to ask you this question because here in New Hampshire, in the general election, less than 0.5% of the total popular vote is cast. On the other hand, New Hampshire has 4 electoral votes, and in a close contest, those become pretty precious, and you see the major candidates come up here. Wouldn't your plan to do away with the Electoral College hurt a state like New Hampshire?
Well, first of all, New Hampshire's status as an early primary state is one of the things that sees to it that there is a lot of attention paid here. And it's actually something that I think forces us candidates to get out of national media mode and actually engage people in a human way, which is helpful. But when it comes to the general election, at risk of sounding simplistic, I think the right thing to do is just to have everybody's vote count the same.
Oh, genius.
Look, states don't vote. People vote.
Can I write that down? States don't vote. People vote.
The interest of somebody living in one part of this state versus another part of this state isn't the exact same just because they happen to be part of the same state. I think if we're going to call ourselves a democracy, it would be fitting for us to pick our president by just counting up all the votes and giving it to the person who got the most. I don't think it's that hard a concept, and I don't know why we're resisting that kind of change.
You know why? Because the founding fathers were the real deal. You're a guy who may be intelligent, but you don't have wisdom, or you don't care. Probably you don't care. You get it. Come on, Pete. You think Mayor Pete doesn't get it, what this is about? I just don't understand it. People vote, not states. States don't vote. People vote. All right. Now, back to Chris Wallace in this. I'm not one that thinks this shouldn't be on Fox News Channel. I mean, it's not the all-Trump channel all the time. But I'll tell you this, when Mayor Pete was allowed to go after other Fox personalities, I would not allow that for several reasons, okay? One, I don't think he's accurate here in the way he characterizes other Fox personalities. Two, call me a homer, but if it were against somebody here, I'm pushing back. I'm not going to tie myself into a pretzel to push back, but I'm going to push back somewhat, let's say with Rich, that, you know, Mayor Pete's there saying, well, you know what, Scioli said this. And whoever the other host might be. Wait a minute. Let's drill down on this. Let's stop with this. Let's take a look at this. So here's Mayor Pete, and there's no response from Chris Wallace. I guess it wouldn't be journalistic to set the record straight here when Mayor Pete goes after Carlson, Ingram. I don't know if he left off Hannity or not. Here's what he said.
You know, a lot of folks in my party were critical of me for even doing this with Fox News. And I get where that's coming from, especially when you see what goes on with some of the opinion hosts on this network.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
when
you got
yes.
Tucker Carlson saying that immigrants make America dirty, when you've got Laura Ingraham comparing detention centers with children in cages to summer camps, then there is a reason why anybody has to swallow hard and think twice before participating in this media ecosystem. But I also believe that even though some of those hosts are not always there in good faith, I think a lot of people tune into this network who do it in good faith. And there are a lot of Americans who my party can't blame if they are ignoring our message, because they will never hear it if we don't go on and talk about it. And so it's why, whether it's going into the viewership of Fox News or whether geographically it's going into places where Democrats haven't been seen much.
Hey, Chris Wallace, are you there? Is somebody at home? Is there something you might want to say? Might you want to put into context what Tucker Carlson said? Now, Tucker does these series. He has a thing about this, which I support. He looks at the dirt and filth being in Americans' big cities, San Francisco. He's been doing that special. He talked to the mayor of Tijuana about what it was like there. Now, you could say, is that demonizing immigrants, or is that a fact when you have people coming here in this manner and you have just that outcome? Is it he's saying people that are trying to get here are dirty? No, he didn't say that. So Chris Wallace, no pushback on this. He allowed him to say that that's what the opinion shows are about. No pushback, no context, nothing. Now, I would expect tonight it'll be all barrels with Ingram. I don't know about Sean, but Tucker Carlson will open up on this, and rightfully so.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.